Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Acts chapter 11, verses 1 through 18. Now the apostles and the brethren, who were throughout Judea, heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those who were circumcised took issue with him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began speaking and proceeded to explain to them in orderly sequence, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, an object coming down like a great sheet, lowered by four corners from the sky, and it came right down to me. And when I had fixed my gaze on it and was observing it, I saw the four-footed animals of the earth and the wild beasts and the crawling creatures and the birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing unholy or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a voice from heaven answered a second time, 'What God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy.' This happened three times, and everything was drawn back up into the sky. And behold, at that moment, three men appeared at the house in which we were staying, having been sent to me from Caesarea. The Spirit told me to go with them without misgivings. These six brethren also went with me, and we entered the man's house. And he reported to us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and have Simon, who is also called Peter, brought here, and he will speak words to you by which you will be saved, you and all your household.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as he did upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he used to say, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' Therefore, if God gave to them the same gift as he gave to us also, after believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard this, they quieted down and glorified God, saying, "Well then, God has granted to the Gentiles also the repentance that leads to life."
Today's scripture passage describes what happened when Peter reported back to Jerusalem about his visit with Cornelius. Some Jewish believers didn't like what they heard and took issue with him. So Peter explained to the fledgling Christian community what God had expressed to him through a vision. We can learn something important from the people's response to Peter's story. His experience required them to reevaluate their assumptions about God's work in the world. Thankfully, instead of stubbornly sticking to their wrong beliefs about salvation, they listened and quieted down. Then they concluded, "Well then, God has also granted to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." Sometimes what God is doing presses against things we hold dear. In those moments, we have a choice. We can reject the present for the past, which some did. They refused to let go of the old way, even though the gospel pointed to something new. A second option is to ignore the past and press ahead as we like. Life in the kingdom of God, however, offers a third way for anyone who is a believer. Receive God's word, reflect quietly, and respond in grace. Peter's audience did just that, making that new world their home instead of clinging to what had come before.